Fit College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hey, Aiden.
I just started the show late on the recorder, but that's totally fine. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Almost at hump day.
Our show used to be on hump day. It kind of got us over.
I actually liked it on Wednesdays.
I liked it on Wednesday, too, because it was like a nice break for the middle of the week, but
it's chaotic.
Now we're Tuesdays, so...
Yeah. Okay, Hannah, how's your week been?
It's been good. I got to go home for a night,
yeah,
which
was
nice.
Hannah texted me, and I was like, oh, like, want to get lunch? She's like, I'm home. And I was like, okay, never mind. I keep talking, sorry.
yeah, no, I just needed...
Oh, wait, sorry, we have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Oh, do I have an issue for you guys?
Oh.
Well, my name is Carson Jobbers.
Hello, Carson.
I have an issue.
What's good?
You guys started 5 minutes late today. I have a million problems to get off my chest. I get myself ready.
Carson, the show before us was running a little late.
I don't care about your excuses.
Okay.
Carson Jobbers is pissed. I got a lot of things to do. Carson Jobbers.
Okay, yeah, Carson, great. Okay, so we're here now, so tell us your problems. Or hang up, that's another option. All right, Hannah, first topic of the night. You didn't finish your story.
And yeah, so I just needed a break home. And then I got home and it wasn't much of a break due to some sibling issues. At Paul. But, you know, they live and they learn, and I think they learned, and we move on, and it was kind of funny to be there, and it was so nice to just, like, go out to eat, sit on a couch, and I'm grateful that my parents were willing to pick me up. And then another thing that happened was we finished our PBS video, which is really exciting.
Yay.
And it turned out pretty nice, so I'm happy about that. And that was on the elections, and it's premiering on election night, and Aiden will be there.
I will be.
At the live show, and that's really exciting. Aiden, how was your weekend?
My weekend was definitely an interesting one. I went to another college to visit, which was
Who were you visiting?
My boyfriend.
Ooh.
Who was to another school. So that was a very interesting time. It ended up being really fun towards the end, but it was good. I missed Loth a lot, but it was a good weekend overall. Saturday night was really nice to be back here with everyone, and Sunday was just filled with doing homework, like every other Sunday.
Yeah. I read a funny thing today, and it was like, something about how it's not a Sunday unless you do nothing all day and then feel really sad about it at nighttime.
See, there needs to be 3-day weekends, I feel. I feel like I need one day to do not... Like, I feel like I need 2 days, and then the third day, I would be more motivated. I don't know if you agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my view. Okay, so let's talk about some issues that have people talking.
First issue of the night, what is it?
Okay, first issue, costumes for Halloween. Just kidding, we have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, I was just wondering what the family issue is at home.
The what?
The family issue, Hannah.
Oh. Those are personal problems, and they're not necessarily my problems, so I'm not going to disclose them to the public.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Do you have an issue? Nope. Okay. So, Halloween costumes. How do you choose so many for the weekend?
Yeah. So, we have... How many nights? Five nights of costumes.
However, one of the nights, we are given a costume.
And then another night, we chose a costume as a pledge class, because this is all with our sorority, because we go out with our sorority. And then the other three nights, no, is it five or four?
It's five in total, but four we physically need to buy costumes for. Hannah's trying to do the math in her head.
Okay, well, actually, I just figured out it's only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, so it's 4 days that we need costumes.
I just said that, and then the fifth day, they give us a costume. Okay. So how it works here, Hannah and I are currently in the middle of Big Little Week, and what's really depressing is the fact that we're going to go into our rooms to see what our bigs have given us in 20 minutes, but we can't go till 9. Because we love you guys so much that we want to do this for another half an hour. So, what that means is tomorrow our G-Bigs decorate our room, and supposedly they give us an outfit to wear at night when we find out who our big is.
I'm really excited for that. I think it's going to be so much fun, but the costumes are definitely going to be funny.
Oh no, for sure.
Yeah, for and sure. They're gonna, it's usually like, so we have a big and then a G big, and as a family, because then you become a family unit, you basically dress up together as like the same costumes. And it's just a girls' night that night.
No, wait a minute. I heard that they give you a costume to wear there, and then you change into their shirt with their family name on it.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Okay, you're probably right.
Well, maybe not every family does that. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, like, basing it off of, like, what I've seen.
Yeah.
In previous pictures from last year. So, yeah, the costume issue is a big issue because I have, like, one costume, and that's the pledge class costume and nothing else, so have to figure that one out. Okay, next issue. Oh, caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, this is Officer Munchkin.
Hello.
I have a little bit of an issue.
Okay, what's your issue?
What's your accent?
Australian.
Australian. Yeah.
Okay. Australian accents are cute.
Okay, what's your problem, bud?
I'm going to have bad news. I have to deactivate your website within the next 24 hours because of invalid activity.
What's our invalid activity? Okay.
A lot of people hanging up
today.
Yeah, what are with the hang-ups, you know? At least say goodbye.
They're trying to...
Did your parents teach you anything?
No. Okay, another PSA for our listeners. Unfortunately, Hannah and I are in the process of picking classes for next semester, and I've decided that I want to take two night classes so that are going to be very interesting. But, so we're going to have to change our day and time again for next semester. So, don't know what that's going to be, but Hannah, on the topic, what classes are you interested in taking next semester?
Oh my gosh. You're just laying on something that I haven't even looked at, but here at Lafayette, this beautiful liberal arts college, we have to take a bunch of classes that seem unnecessary at times, including global and multiculturalism classes, so I have to take one of my GMs.
You're doing one of them now.
Yeah, and then I have to take another one. And then I plan on taking a making media class for my film and media studies minor. And just, you know, to help with life skills, because I feel like with this new world of all this technology, it's important to kind of know how to make a movie and stuff like that. I think for sure. It helps. And then I'll probably take a class related to policy studies. Maybe I'll get statistics knocked out of the way, which I'm kind of dreading.
I thought you took statistics.
No, I was in statistics, and then I dropped it like the first day to go to policy studies 101 or whatever class.
Because
That sounded 10 times more interesting, and it was. So, yeah, that's what I have so far, and then I have to figure out a fourth. How about you?
I figured my classes out, which is great. I'm taking journalistic writing. Then I'm taking media criticism. And I'm taking physics. It's going to be great. But it's music and physics, which is going to be interesting.
What?
I need another natural science or an engineering course.
But what is...
You learn how different sounds make music, different instrument sounds.
That's so weird and also so unnecessary.
You know what, Hannah? It's a core requirement, and I have one left, so I'm taking it. Okay. And my fourth one is film theories. So film genres. So it's the difference between
that'll films. Be interesting, and I don't think it'll be that hard.
Yeah, it's not going to be that bad, but it's a professor I've never heard of before, so
we'll see.
Yeah, two night classes only once a week will be great. No classes on Thursdays.
Best advice when applying for classes is base it off of the teacher.
For sure.
I mean, you know, pick the class, but then if the class has multiple teachers,
get the better one.
Get the better one and work to get the better one, even if that means waking up at 9 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. because that can mean the difference. It means a huge difference.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Talked about Revelation. Hannah, question for you.
Oh, God.
How do you keep a small dorm room clean?
Oh, my roommate. She should be on this for that. My roommate's extremely clean. I will leave my room.
Hannah, this is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, guys. I just got a haircut yesterday.
What?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, I just got a haircut yesterday.
Okay. I just can't understand anything.
The problem is we can't understand you. We can't understand you.
Can I ask you a question?
You want to ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Another hang up.
Okay, can I continue?
Okay, so what we were talking about was
how to keep a small dorm room clean.
And I said my roommate because she's extremely organized, but a few things. Don't overload the space, okay? If you're not using it, throw it out. Small spaces means you need to have less things. I think that makes a huge difference. Next. Vacuuming, deep cleaning is what I call it, okay? That means when you vacuum, you Swiffer, you Clorox, you Windex, okay? Those are important because those are like the little things that make a big difference, especially after a month of living in a small space.
It's been like 2 months.
And then, I know, but I'm just saying even after a month, it's good to have that you deep cleaned. And then of course organization, making your bed, putting things away, even doing your laundry, because laundry can pile up and then it looks messy. Okay, these are the little things that make big differences. What do you think, Aiden?
I mean, I asked your opinion because I cannot keep my room clean, and I was very good at that last year. Because I kind of am.
I think you have too much stuff.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Like, so, throw out the creams or something. Like, I don't know.
No, I need those in my life. But okay, hold on 1 second. We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
The hell you saying on this radio station?
Who's what on this radio station?
I can't. All right.
This is quite the night of callers.
Yeah. So, basically, my room is probably the smallest out of everyone's on my floor. That
you also have the, like, not a lot of storage.
None. So what's different about my room compared to my friends' rooms is everyone has a built-in wall of just different shelves and drawers. Meanwhile, I have a tiny closet with there's no other space to put anything. So coming into college, I already had a lot, and then once my roommate moved in after me, it just piled up. And now that we're getting all this sorority stuff every night, there's just...
Oh my gosh, it is getting crazy in our rooms.
I just have stuff piled on my desk. You can't even see my desk anymore. And my mom's coming this weekend, and I asked her to literally bring me more bins to put on top of my refrigerator. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, this is Den Yibgid.
Hi, Den. Hi.
Can you ladies tell me what your profession is in listening to people's problems?
Well, our full-time jobs are being students.
Okay.
And then we have basically self-proclaimed us ourselves as issue helpers because, you know, we've gone through a lot. We've seen a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a hobby.
And we love helping people.
All right. Well, I'm hoping you can help another person tonight, all right?
Is that you?
I'm kind of going through a rough time.
Of course.
What's going on?
Well, this may be one of the biggest problems, issues, dilemmas, straight-up craziest things you've maybe ever heard. Are you guys ready?
Trust me, we've heard a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
What's up?
They hung up.
That's so annoying.
This is really annoying. Is this like a Halloween prank? It got so spooky, the line is cutting off. It's crazy.
That just reminded me of ghosting. Oh my god.
I miss ghosting.
We should start that. That was so fun.
What if we start that around dorms?
Yeah, that's so fun.
I'm
going to do that, too.
Okay, next topic. Wait, Hannah, do you have a topic to talk about?
A lot of my topics are current events.
So how about you give us one?
Okay, so this actually relates to Lafayette College. So, the Cubs manager is Joe Madden, and he was a Lafayette grad. He was a Zate. That's a fraternity. And his team, the Cubs, are going to the World Series. And that's really exciting. And because they haven't won the World Series since 1908, and they're going to be playing, and they're going to be playing the Cleveland Indians, who haven't won since 1948. So history will be made in the next week for the two teams.
What's the problem?
So everyone tune in. There's no problem.
Oh, you were just talking about...
I didn't even talk about an issue, really.
I thought there was going to be a problem
with it. No, I'm just giving updates right now. I have another update.
Oh, God.
So the Bermuda Triangle, which... do you know what the Bermuda Triangle is? I have a feeling you don't.
Are you kidding?
Okay, so she does.
Hannah, I'm offended.
For those who don't know, the Bermuda Triangle has long been associated with plane and ship disappearances and paranormal activity. There's been, like, documentaries about this stuff, articles, and no one can figure out why... No one could figure out why so many planes have gone down in this area and ships. But scientists think they may have figured out the mystery. And that's because scientists have found hexagon-shaped air bombs over the Bermuda Triangle. And they report that these air bombs are capable of bringing down planes and ships. So maybe this...
Where are they, though? Where are the air bombs?
They are over the Bermuda Triangle. So... maybe this long mystery has finally been solved.
I don't think so.
In political news...
Oh, my God, Anna.
Hillary Clinton tops Donald Trump.
By 4?
49% to 44. So she is up by 5.
By those 4.
And it is coming down to the final weeks.
To the literal hour, honestly. I feel like it changes all the time.
We will see what happens at this point. I'm just going to put it out there. I think Hillary's going to win. Trump is just not at this point. I mean, I feel like 3 shows ago, I was like, oh, Trump's going to win. Yes, I definitely said, no. I think Trump's going to win if you look at it from where we are from.
Okay, so the
thing... But now I see Hillary.
The thing about Trump is that I think the reason why he got so far was because people were voting for him as a joke, thinking that this guy who was in...
No,
I think that.
People take the political process pretty seriously.
No, but I think people took it as a joke for him.
No, I think he came in at the right time.
Why?
Because a lot of people are tired of what is going on, and they think that the government is corrupted, and they want new power to come in, and... He was the face of that. He was, like, rejecting everything that has been going on, which spoke to a lot of people. However, now he has become so crazy with his words and what he says that people are shying away from him because nobody wants some, or nobody, not many people are okay with what he is saying.
A lot of people are getting, he's getting caught up in everything he's saying too.
He is attracting the angry voter.
Yeah. We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
You think you're so knowledgeable about the Chicago Cubs, huh?
Yes.
Well, tell me what the starting roster is.
How can you understand what this kid's saying?
Tell me what the starting roster is.
Documentary?
The starting roster.
The what?
The starting roster of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, the starting roster. Oh, wait. I can tell you that right now.
So tell me, what's your accent?
Or hang up.
All right,
oh,
well, we'll just
God.
Still give him the starting lineup.
Okay, if anyone was wondering. Chris Bryant. Don't know your first name. Chapman. Javier Baez. That's a cool last name. Jake Ameta. Anthony Rizzo. David Ross. Kyle Hendricks. John Lester. Miguel Montero. Jason Hayward. Ben Zobrist. John Lackey. Kyle Schwarber. Wilson Contreras. Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez is not on the Cubs. This is Google. You're just... No. There's no way.
It appears he is on the Cubs, Satan.
No. Manny Ramirez is not on the Cubs.
He's
right
on
now.
The Cubs.
Do you want to bet right now? He's 44. There's no way he plays... Oh, my God. No. I don't believe this.
I bet he is. Okay. So... Next... Let's talk about the importance of communication in a relationship. So Aiden and I are both in long-distance relationships.
He retired in the spring of 2011.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're right. Okay, well, I moved on.
Okay. Keep talking.
So the importance of communication with a long-distance relationship. Let's talk about that. So Aiden and I are both in sort of long-distance relationships. We treat them like they're short, though. And I feel like, though, even just like a little bit distance makes communication really important. So
for
then,
sure.
Like, really, really important. Because I see people who see each other every single day fight over lack of communication.
Agreed. So where are you going with this?
I was just planning on talking about it. Like, how can we... What ways can we communicate?
I don't know what you're trying to...
What are some ways to make communication better? I think being honest is one of them. I think reaching out. I think staying in touch.
Why wouldn't you stay in touch with your
calling
boyfriend or
people.
Girlfriend?
Because people don't. People are weird.
Wait, is this a relationship thing or is this just like a friends thing? Like,
no,
what?
This is a relationship thing.
Okay.
That has really nothing to do with me, but I'm just putting it out there.
I don't, I'm not really vibing or connecting with this one.
Aiden.
Hey, I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
Never mind. I'm basically saying, like, just to bring up a topic about communication.
Okay.
And the importance of communicating and what happens when you don't communicate and what are better ways, if a boyfriend and girlfriend have problems with communicating with one another, how can they improve that?
Okay, I can see the problem with a long distance relationship and communication, but I don't see the problem with a short distance relationship.
I don't know. Sometimes there's misunderstandings.
Such as,
like, he said this and she said that.
Okay. I really don't know what you expect me to say on this topic.
All right, I guess Aiden has no comment. We're gonna move on.
I can't relate to that problem. I think I have good communication with everyone. I think you have good communication with everyone. Okay.
I do too.
We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, you're not in the cult, is this?
What?
You're not in the court of this.
You're going to have to either not speak in the fake accent or speak up.
Not in the Coltons.
The Coltons?
Who the hell is this Marble Bay?
Do you know what they're saying?
Do you think I know what they're saying? They call in a different accent and then they hang up. Okay. Next topic. When is it time to adult? The externship internship process.
Oh.
Hannah, oh my God. Hannah, okay. Hannah's a very, very driven person. Like, I'm going to give her that. Like, she's very, she does not procrastinate. She does her work. She gets it done. But seeing Hannah when we graduate college, I think is going to be the funniest thing, because she's just going to be, like, texting in our group chat after her getting a job, like, I can't do this. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's going to be so funny.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to do it and get through it and hopefully move up to a more enjoyable level in the job. But I know when I graduate, it's going to be torture. Like, oh my gosh.
It's going to be definitely new. But for those of you who don't know, who don't go to Lafayette, we are in the process of applying to externships that are due on Thursday. PSA to Lafayette students, they're due Thursday at 5. So you have to write an essay and attach your resume and look at the externships that you're interested in during January interim.
It's the perfect amount of time. It's like
they're all 1 to 4 days.
1 to 4 days.
Goes on your resume.
Get some experience.
It's great. So we're in the process. At some cool
places, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not a lot of them are offered to sophomores, though, which is really annoying. Because there are a lot of them that I would do, but...
And then it says requirements junior or senior.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but what you're going to do? And we're also starting to turn into the season of applying for internships, which is also pretty exciting. Yeah. Hannah, anything you want to say about that?
I've been looking up some internships, not actually internships, but just some companies that I would be interested in working at and like what goes along with that.
For sure.
We have
a caller, Hannah.
I'll see where that goes.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
They hung up. I can't.
Well, okay. For those listening, the number to call in is 610-330-5316. So feel free to call in. Again, it's 610-330-5316.
I feel like we should announce at the beginning of the show, too.
Yeah, we have a caller.
Anonymous.
Ooh.
Because you've got issues.
What's your issue?
Boy, do I have an issue for you guys.
Okay.
So, my best friend's dating this girl who's a complete psychopath.
Uh-huh.
And they're in a long-distance relationship. And I don't think he realizes how crazy she is. They've been dating for, like, 3 years. Three whole years.
What's the issue? What's psycho about her? What's the issue?
She's, like, very controlling and won't let him, I guess, speak to anyone if she's not around.
Interesting.
Wow. And so does... I kind of want to just, like, shake him and tell him to wake up, but I don't know what to do.
Do you feel like he finds this a problem at all? Like, is he ever like, sorry, dude, or whatever?
I'd say so sometimes.
He says sorry about his girlfriend's actions?
No.
Oh, well, that's what I was asking.
Oh, no, he doesn't find it as a problem. Sorry.
Okay. So
what do I do?
Obviously, this kid must be obsessed with his girlfriend, because I think, like, a lot of boys... would not be okay with what's going on right now. I would just say something like, oh, like, you know, when your girlfriend comes over, like, I want to, like, hang out with her. Like, make it casual.
But what if he's crazy, too?
Is he crazy?
I get the feeling he might be.
Why?
What if they're, like, both is equally crazy? And that's what makes them...
Why? Do you think she makes him crazy?
I think, yeah, she must, because she's the crazier one.
Okay. Honestly, in that situation, I think that you need to let him learn himself that he is clearly getting controlled by this girl.
How's he going to learn?
Hannah?
I guess I would just, like, be like, maybe he doesn't see it. Like, maybe he's blinded by love. Like, maybe I would just point it out to him. And be like, after 3 years?
3 whole years.
I don't know.
I feel like that's something that happens in, like, the first few months. And then
I don't know. I mean, like, I would just be like, listen, like, why doesn't she do this? Or what's up with this? And just kind of bring it up. And maybe he has reasoning that will change your opinion. Or maybe he'll realize, like, oh, that is kind of weird.
I guess.
So, do you have any examples of what makes this girlfriend psycho?
He said.
I don't think I can share them on air, but just, like, think.
Wait,
of the
didn't you say thing. That, like, she doesn't let him talk to anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just general description.
And that's insane.
She's not there.
Have you ever?
It's long distance of, like, a little under 2 hours.
And so, have you ever, like, been hanging out with him?
When she's around. I hung out the three of us.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Normal.
Oh.
But I could still see the crazy in her eyes.
God.
Okay, honestly, I think you just need to stick it out, and
I would totally say something, Aiden.
How do,
like,
I,
if you had
out,
a psycho,
I mean,
boyfriend, I would
that's
be
not
like,
just, that's
what?
Not advice, this is you've got in shoes.
Okay, but you know, Hannah, at the same time, I feel like if he goes to someone, if he goes to this kid and says something about it, he's going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, she's my girlfriend. Like, you can't talk to my girlfriend like that. Or about, like, that way.
Right, he would get a little defensive and protective because of his girlfriend. Just like any normal guy would. But he's crazy.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why I would just, or maybe, you know, like, if you see a good couple, compare it. Be like, oh my gosh, like, this couple does this, like, that's, like, really nice or whatever. So then it's not really
like
saying,
like, when my girlfriend comes to visit me?
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
I do.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you actually think she's psycho, or do you think you're just jealous of their relationship?
I think this girl's nuts.
Okay. So, yeah, I would be like, my girlfriend just did this, or like, da-da-da-da.
There's
really
nothing to be jealous of.
Aw. Okay, that's cute. So, maybe what I would do is just be like, oh, my girlfriend and I do this. So then, it's not really putting his girlfriend down, but maybe it thinks about him and his girlfriend doing things, and is like, maybe we should be doing that too, you know? And then he starts slowly realizing, like, their relationship isn't normal, according to you.
Right. According to anyone, really.
Okay.
Any other problem?
Okay. No, not really.
Okay. Feel free to call in if you ever try to say something to your friend. I hope it works itself out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a nice night. Finally, a caller without an accent.
Thanks for not hanging up.
And not hanging up. That's nice.
Okay, next question. Do you have any other current events or anything else you want to talk about, or do you want to just do mine?
You can do yours.
So, I have a friend who goes to another school in the South.
Oh.
And she is having some roommate problems.
Okay.
And she asked me to ask, you've got issues, how do you tell your roommates that you don't want to live with them next year?
Okay, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah. Especially,
I mean,
because
Aiden,
it's your
sophomore. You've gone through that.
Yeah.
So, what did you get out of the experience?
So, I was on the other end of it. I was told that this person didn't want a room with me. So, it was weird being on the other end of it. So, I don't really know how she should kind of go about doing that, but I think it's a little more awkward because I feel like not a lot of people room with their freshman year roommate again. It's like it's like a very lucky thing, but it happens, but not all the time.
But a sophomore
this
roommate.
Is a sophomore roommate.
Right. Do you know when they chose each other?
Yeah, they chose each other in April of
this. Yeah. So that's pretty late in the year.
And then
so
they started rooming together, and now she wants out.
Why?
She's just, like, not as close with her anymore as they used to be. And she wants to room with other friends.
I mean, I would just put it then as, like, you know, we're only in college once. I want to experience it with different people. And, like, with that comes with rooming with other people.
And I think that's just hard because
I think that's kind of a nice way to put it.
She had a problem with her freshman year roommate. And then moved to her... there's three sophomore roommates.
Do you think it's her?
I don't know.
Do you feel like... like, what... like, is it, like, the room's not neat? Or, oh, you just said it's, like, the connection.
It's the connection between them.
I mean,
if they live in a house together.
Yeah, if she's close with other girls, I'm sure the other girl is also close with other girls. And, you know, that other girl might be thinking the same thing.
Agreed.
So maybe just put the idea out there and they might have the same standpoint on it. It'll be like, oh, this worked out. If it causes drama, it's only momentarily. And I think in the long run, it will be for the best.
Agreed.
Because, you know, you only go to college once. You want to be as happy as you can be. And part of that means rooming with the correct person.
Agreed. This is my final topic that I have for tonight.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Or work to get a single. So then it's not awkward at all.
True, just like, but she cannot live in her sorority house till her senior year.
Okay, never mind.
So she has to live in a townhouse.
Okay.
Okay. So this person that I know has been hooking up with someone for a long time now. But how do you know that they want something more than just a hookup?
I mean, is it a girl?
It's a girl.
I think boys are pretty clear with their motives. I think if they want something, they go after it. I know there are some, you know, less confident boys out there, and that's totally understandable. And in that situation, it's different. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the boy's, like, confident or not? Or
no.
You don't?
I don't.
I mean... and then that's different. That's definitely harder. Has he been hooking up with any other girls?
Yes.
Then I don't think he wants her. Because, I mean, maybe he's just trying to make a point where he doesn't want to, like, settle down or whatever. But I also feel like if boys, again, want something, and if he's going after other girls and getting with them, he obviously has some confidence. And so, if he wanted Grace, he and, like... oh.
Who?
I don't know. I hope that delayed work. If he wanted the girl, then he would just be going after her.
Yeah.
And reaching out to
her.
No,
I agree.
Especially if she's made it clear that, like, she is interested in him. You know? Like, if she's made it... I'm probably a little more shy with boys, but if I know a boy wants me, then I'm 10 times more confident with it. And like,
agreed.
And, like, I know that fact.
Agreed.
And I'm sure he knows it, too.
Agreed. All right, Han, any last issues for the night? We have a caller, never mind. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, my name is Wilson Owen.
Hi, Wilson.
Hi.
And I have a little bit of an issue.
Okay,
what's your issue?
So it all starts last night, laying in my bed, and I'm a little bored, so I'm like, hey, what do? Open up some Netflix.
Okay.
So open up my Netflix, typing into what to watch. I come across this movie, it's called The Town, featuring Ben Affleck in a bad Boston accent. So I'm like, hey, how bad is it? So I click on it, I'm watching The Town, and there's a scene that comes on. So the scene that comes on is an FBI agent describing a $20 bill. So he describes what it's worth, all the stuff, and he comes up with a link.
Sorry, can you speak up a little bit? Or if you're on speaker, can you, like, speak into your phone?
Yes, I apologize.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so do you guys know where I'm at right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so this guy's describing the $20 bill, describes its length, weight, all this stuff. So he asks this girl, he says, ma'am, you know, do you know how big a $20 bill is? How long it is? And she goes, I mean, I don't know. And he goes, all right, over or under 6 inches. So she's like, under. He's like, nope, it's over 6 inches. It's 6.1 inches. Now, I'm wondering, like, how the hell does this guy know this? And honestly, all I want to do is measure my wiener, and I don't have a $20 bill to do it. I want to know if I'm over or under 6 inches. So I'm wondering, can you guys lend me a $20 bill or no?
Definitely.
I'm not commenting on this one.
Not.
But I need to measure my wiener.
All right. That's something you do on your own.
You could use a dollar bill for that because I'm sure they're the same length. Goodbye.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, Hannah. Oh, gosh. All right.
Shout out to my mom who's listening.
Same with my mom. All right. Any last minute issues, questions, callers?
I mean, I have a topic I can bring up.
What's up?
And I just got to find it. Okay. So this guy in Rhode Island named Alan Sorrentino, who's 63 years old, wrote a letter to the editor in their local newspaper criticizing women over 20 who wear yoga pants in public.
What?
Yeah. And he basically said all these things, like, they're trying to act young. Nobody needs to see that. And since there has been a yoga pants parade in the town, and where hundreds of people walked past his house with signs and wearing leggings protesting him.
Oh my God.
And he's saying he's being bullied now and feels threatened. And
his fault for saying that.
Yeah. And so I was just going to bring up, you know, what are your thoughts on just people bringing up women and what they should and should not wear?
So this is a good topic, honestly, because my high school, the year I left, so last year they started, I went to a public high school, but they changed the dress code, kind of, and we never had one, but they made it more strict. And girls weren't allowed to wear yoga pants to school last year. Any type of legging.
They have that at my, like, elementary and middle school, but not high school.
But that lasted about 2 weeks because girls protested and whatever. But they weren't allowed to show their shoulders, weren't allowed to wear yoga pants, shorts below their fingers, like, shorts below their fingers. Mm-hmm. Craziness. And then this one girl that I know protested it all, and now they can, but...
Really? Honestly, just like, wait, so she changed it with
Shannon? She changed it, yeah.
Good for her.
But honestly, like, wear whatever you want to wear. It just defines who you are. I get how people, like, want to go to private school because uniforms and stuff, but that's honestly one of the reasons why I decided not to go to private school for high school, because I could not wear a uniform every day.
I mean, I think it could be nice because I definitely take too much time picking out my outfits in high school.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
It definitely led to me being late sometimes, but that also has to do with my disorganization. And
oh my God.
And you know, it's just kind of a body shaming thing, and it's I think, you know, it's 2016, a lot's being accepted. I don't think women wearing leggings which cover up everything is a big deal.
Agreed.
And there are a lot of older women that look amazing in it, better than I do. And I'm under 20, so that guy can go.
Yep, agreed. Anything else?
That was my topic, last topic.
All right, so I'm getting very anxious because I want to see my bed.
Our beds have been decorated. All of our friends have gotten them.
It's the last night.
Pictures.
It's the last night before G-Big, and tomorrow night is Revelation, so I'm very excited. I get anxiety attacks really easily, and I'm about to have one because I really need to see my bed. So
I'm hoping that I have, like, some sort of food waiting for me because I'm so hungry.
Yeah, we'll see.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We always appreciate it.
Have a great and safe Halloween, please. It's one of the creep, like, yeah, it's a creepy holiday, but everything that happens.
Nobody dress up as clowns, okay?
Don't even bring that up. For that. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we will catch you next week. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Dar.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues.
Night, guys. Bye.